the red shirt. It's a sparse crowd here. Folks are getting Plates bagels.
All right, who's your companion now?
BD. BD? Maybe?
BD?
BD?
Okay.
I forgot.
She's flapping her wings.
Yeah. I think she likes it up there.
And this, of course, we're talking about the very multicolored bird on top of your hat.
Yeah.
How long has this creature been with you?
Well, it's hers, so just since I pretty much little bit after I got here.
Anything happened today you want to comment on?
Not exactly. It's been a not right day.
Does Noelle come to these things now?
Yeah, she comes, but she's not tonight.
I wanted to get a report from what's going on up at the armory. You know if anybody else?
They live there.
Oh, I guess I could talk to her.
Yeah.
How's life at the armory?
He's actually.
Wait. This is for free radio. Go ahead.
Hi. So I'm a tenant there. It's very well designed, simplistic in the sense that, you know, it'd be like an outdoor tent except indoor. So it's, you know, with the heater and everything, it's pretty nice, pretty chill, you know, environment.
How long have you been up there?
I've been up there, I would say, maybe about like 2 weeks at the very most. So, definitely, you know, a place for someone to take a good break, you know, feel at ease.
Get off the take your friend's seat here for a minute.
Almost, bro. So, yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Gabriel Molina.
Gabriel, where were you before this?
Well, originally I'm from San Jose, but I went from county to county, and this is the third or fourth county I believe I've lived in, because I was in Monterey County after San Jose. Then I was in Stanislaus County, you know, where Modesto and, you know, places around there. And then I came back here, and it's been a lot more mellower and more peaceful down here. It's just, you know.
How long have you been here?
In this county, I believe I've almost been here for about a year, but I returned back from a couple years ago because I used to live out here for like around like three and a half months.
Did it change from your previous visit?
Definitely. Well, maybe not at first, but, you know, because, you know, all these other things that were going on. But, you know, I could say life's at this point compared to then, it's been a little bit more fair here in Santa Cruz County.
And in Santa Cruz County, in the armory, tell me the good side, the bad side, and the middle side.
I would say that, you know, definitely everyone has their own mental disabilities. So, you know, sometimes there's an outburst, but, you know, relatively everyone gets along and it's staffed very well. And it's everything is, you know, viewed pretty, you know, securitized wise. It's, you know, no one's going to do anything. You know, it's a safe environment. It's definitely a place to just, you know, definitely take a break and focus on the things you really want to actually do, you know, like get a job.
How difficult is it to come and go?
I would say that, you know, if do you mean like, you know, leaving the property and stuff? Oh, okay, then, yeah, that's simple. You just ride the shuttle because they won't allow you to leave. And if you leave, then, you know, they might tell you might have to leave the program ultimately, you know, permanently, so permanent ban. But we ride the shuttle, they pick us up, so we know the destination points, so we get picked up from there, and we wait.
How frequently? How often?
Every other hour. Or no, every hour except at 11, I would say 11 a.m., they don't leave at 11 a.m. because, like, their hour break, and then at 5 p.m., they take an hour break as well. And
Hour showers.
Showers, we just recently got a shower shuttle of some sort, I believe, but I don't know if that's temporary or if they come and go or if it's a process due to what they've been trying to set up, you know. But we've been going over to Coral Street, and they have a lot of services there, so that's...
Is there much of a wait at Coral Street?
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get because, you know, people are different, so, you know, it's hard to say, but, yeah, a lot of mixed race and good environment, you know. People are pretty nice there, regardless of, you know.
Sounds like a pretty positive view of Both the Armory and Coral Street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything there has been okay, you know, and I've yet to have seen one altercation or, you know, something physical or where the police have to be called. They definitely run the program very, very well, you know. They planned very, very good from what I've seen. It's very, very easy going, you know.
And how much longer do you have there before they say, be on your way?
Well, originally, when I first came here, they said that we were going to be... they were going to be closing, I think, March 20th or 19th. I don't know the exact date, but they got an extension somewhere around for May now. So maybe towards the end of May is when the program ends. So
it has been extended till May.
Yes, yes. And this is not the first time they've done this, so it's really good, nice and good on their part. You know, they've been blessing us, definitely.
Were you at the 1220 program before?
No. This is my first time at the Armory program, but I have lived in shelters, and this is a completely different setting than what I've seen. It's just different, you know. You never know. You got to try a place out in order to know, right? So I enjoy it, you know. But there's other places I haven't enjoyed. So this to me is like a big break for me compared to some places that I've been to,
such as
Modesto. Their Salvation Army had a lot of. A lot of infestations of bed bugs, you know, they threaten.
Don't have that at the Armory.
No, we don't have that at the Armory at all.
I hear they had it at the Pauley Loft.
Well, I'll look out for that.
Have you been to the Pauley Loft?
I'm sorry?
Have you been to the Pauley Loft at 115 Coral Street?
No. I'm not sure what that is.
It's another program you go to. You get out by dawn. You come back at night, sleeping.
Oh, okay. No, I'll have to check it out and you know.
Just stay where you are, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, in case if something happened, you know, I would go there and you know figure out you know how's the rules and you know see what the environment looks like. You know, at least try it out. You know, observe it first. You know.
Check it out and let us know what you think. And we've been talking with.
I'm sorry.
Your name again?
My name is Gabriel Molina.
Thanks, Gabriel.
Yeah.
The man of the itchy throat. No, he doesn't want to talk about it. All right, I'll keep it. On the record, how's Food Now Bombs doing in the absence of Keith? How's Paul doing?
Pretty good. I wasn't sure about Sunday, but I'm pretty sure he can handle himself. I'm sure he's very competent in what he can achieve and what we both can achieve when Keith isn't around. And the other wonderful volunteers like Tom and Jill and we've got Blue and all these other people that are really doing well. And you can see they put in a little extra when Keith isn't around.
Really?
The good vibes, you know.
Well, listen, get well and... we'll keep an eye on you, but from a distance, of course. And we've been talking with?
Travis.
Thank you, Travis. Mind if I put this on for free radio?
Sure.
So we're talking with?
Sean Darcy.
And Sean, you're outside.
Yes, sir.
And you're near the freeway.
Yes, I am.
In a tent.
Yeah.
And how long you been there?
I've been there where I was, current location, about a week.
How are there no problems with police?
Not with the police. Caltrans kicked us out today.
And what did they do? Did they give you notice, or did they just come and get you?
I didn't have notice. I guess the other people did. Other people had notice. I just found out.
How much time did you have to remove your stuff?
They said a half hour, but I had like about two and a half hours.
You've moved your stuff to another place?
Yeah.
And are you an old-timer here, a newcomer? What's your story?
Yeah, I was born in Martinez. I've been here since 94. I went to Texas for about 3 years and went to Hollywood for a couple years, but I'm back here for about 10.
What's your sense of how it's changed? I always ask that question.
Well, yeah, I had my unemployment when I... it's changed a lot over the years. I had my unemployment ran out, and I got injured while I was unemployed, so I'm kind of struggling a little bit, but...
Yeah. How about the changes here?
Oh, the changes here, it's quite a bit of difference. I noticed, but there are some really good changes that I noticed that have happened really quick, and that's what I'm really impressed about.
And we've been talking with, so you can go eat.
Sean Darcy.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Denise.
Denise, any reports? Anything happened to you in the last week you want to comment on?
No, actually, it's been rather peaceful, except for I saw the poor people that were living in the tents by the post office.
Well, they haven't been bothered, right?
You know, they seem like they were doing okay over there.
That's what I hear. I haven't talked to them tonight.
I just hope to God that they find another spot for them that they'll be happy in.
Or leave them alone where they are.
At least until they get something else.
Dig it. And we've been talking with?
I'm Denise.
You are, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you, Denise.
Have a good night.
Hey, how you doing, Ellen? Any reports?
I hope this thing with the coronavirus, I hope people start focusing more on how to keep our immune systems healthy by ending some of the habits that are causing the immune system to be degraded. So that would be a big help in other areas also.
You're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you.
And we've been talking with...
This is Harriet.
Thank you, Harriet. Oh, I miscalled Helen. Sorry, Harriet.
Things are okay. Not too much. Not too much to say.
Well, that's okay. Thank you.
Nope. Sunshine. Get out there and smile. And bring your bathing suits.
The moon is out now.
Yes, the moon's out.
All right, well, then I'll...
I don't know what that means, but enjoy it.
It comes and goes.
Smiles, like everything else.
And your name is?
LaShawn Allen.
Of course.
Coming to you now.
I remember you, LaShawn Allen. Thank you, babe.
How are you, hon?
All right.
Good. Are you still recording me? Why? Yes. Why are we having, like, personal conversations?
Well, I just in order to blackmail you later.
Oh, thank you for being friendly?
There we are.
Oh, dang.
No one is friendly as you.
I love this place. Santa Cruz is the first place I've ever been that made me say amen, so.
No hassles with police, nothing like that.
I mean, we all have our run-ins, but we're getting better. Everyone's growing and changing and being better, so that's all we can ask for.
That's a very optimistic perspective. Thanks.
All we can need.
Hey, Russell, any comments?
No, not that I could think of.
How's Cooper doing?
He'll be coming in the door in any minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Been fair and friendly and quiet.
Good. Hey, Meriwether Mike. Comments?
Oh,
say hello.
Cornered by the mad... Bathrobes Pierre, thank you for your ongoing activism for voting Bernie in and Bernal out. I really enjoyed the activist sign on.
You'll be coming to the coffee clash tomorrow?
You know, I want to get back to that and be more a part of how I can think global but do local. So however it all works out, I'll try to be a little more part of it.
That's the vaguest statement I ever heard.
Exactly. That's why I gotta watch everybody else.
We've been talking with
Meriwether Mike with Lee Wilson and Company jamming out for Jesus at the Red Church Monday dinner.
Thank you. Talking with.
This is Cooper. And this is just that I heard it rumored that they were down there leveling the area of the Ross camp. So maybe they're getting ready to reopen the Ross camp. That would be really nice, seeing as the armory is about to close down, in a couple weeks?
Well, now I heard from someone living at the armory, the guy over there sitting at that table where you often sit, that the armory will be open until May.
They need to. I mean, I think that the armory does help a lot of people. A lot of people are really happy with that arrangement. So as long as it helps some, it's better than none.
Has Sergeant Jones been telling you any more stories lately?
No, he came and he actually was really happy that all the tents were, you know, that the areas were neat and clean. You know,
did you get extra tents that you requested?
Not yet, but I'm thinking they're probably on their way.
Oh, you are you?
I have high hopes.
Very high, indeed.
Very high hopes.
Any new, is it growing? Is Cooperville growing or not?
We're almost to the end of our little area, you know, of that sidewalk. You can't...
It has more spacious area.
Yeah, we kind of just spread out because we made a family room there, and I love that because it is almost like if you had a shelter where you just even had a drop-in where people could come and just be there and be safe and hang with their friends. And And so anyway.
And we, of course, have been talking with...
This is Cooper.
Thanks, Cooper. All right. With Dreamcatcher. Hi, Dreamcatcher.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know.
Have you been playing the interviews on the radio?
On the net, yes.
Oh, really? Yes, I was interested about the response to the Jones and Dreamcatcher interview.
Oh, well, I almost have no. I never have a response to any of my interviews, except on very rare occasions. But they do get out there, in the sense that they get played. Some people do listen to them, and some people like the show. But I don't get a lot of specifics about the particular interviews.
Wow, I think your show would be great at one at a site maybe that was maybe developing. This is kind of like what I've been thinking about, if appropriate, like get on your radio show. I used to have a swap meet where the radio would come out on site, CBQ, you know, it was a country western radio show, but they would come out to my dad's swap meet in Santee and play, and then we would have like twice the crowd. Because we had a lot of giveaways, and then people would say, I got this and that in their space, and someone specifically would come out and...
Have you moved back to the post office?
Yes.
How is it?
Sergeant Jones has helped me quite a bit by letting me know that I can relax a little bit. Personally, I can relax. I can finally relax without being...
Don't cross Pacific Avenue.
Right, all that. Yeah, 3 years probation off of Pacific is quite...
telling.
Yeah, because that was my street. I really took care of it like it was my home street, you know. But, you know, I saw quite a sight last night. I saw Mr. Mills. He wasn't in uniform last night, but he...
Chief Mills to you, mister.
Yes. Chief Mills walked by last night, and he had a lady in his arm, and I saw them coming, but I didn't recognize them, and I'm sitting on Pacific with my friends just for a second, and...
So, violating your restraining order.
Oh, I can't. I got to tell the truth. And I see this good-looking couple coming down the street, and I didn't realize it was... Mills.
The chief and his broad, so to speak.
Oh, God, they were good looking, man. I didn't recognize him, and I didn't recognize him until he turned after he passed us. We all just had this E.F. Hutton moment, like, that was the chief, wasn't it? I'm going, yes, that was Chief Mills. And they go, whoa. And you know, and then I was bragging about, well, if it's anybody's street, it's his.
It's ours. I got news for you.
Right, but you know what I'm saying in the comic book type manner.
Yeah.
But it was quite impressive. He looked very, very, and I gave him the best dressed award. I usually do that, you know, because I'm paying attention. I got to see if, you know, a cop's coming and I got a duck.
Did you spare change him?
No. I've never spare change anybody. It seems like these...
Chief Mills, the well-paid Chief Mills.
Yeah. He hands me $5 out of sight. No, I'm just kidding. But he has helped me. He has helped a lot. I know. I'm known for that, but when appropriate, yes. He has done more help than people know. So has Sergeant Jones. And like I said, if I can relax, then things are going okay. Because I got, you know, still a little bit more of my project, you know, building my trailer left to do. And I've kind of been, you know, my back gave out on me. So I kind of need a lot of rest in between my work periods. And I'm getting something done finally. And I thank, you know, whoever's in charge for that.
And we've been talking with
Dreamcatcher, and things are going well there at the post office.
Thank you, Dreamcatcher.
Got it.